Hello and welcome to Balance Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. A senior representative has made it clear to the UK's Channel 4 that the Queen supports Black Lives Matter. Ken O'Leeser, the first Black Lord Lieutenant for London, said that the issue of race is a hot conversation topic in the royal household. I have discussed with the royal household the whole issue of race, particularly in the last 12 months since the George Floyd incident, he said. It's a hot conversation topic. The question is, what more can we do to bind society to remove these barriers? They, the royals, care passionately about making this one nation bound by the same values. O'Leeser was also asked whether the royal family support BLM. The answer is easily yes, he said. The aide related that the Queen had asked his advice about visiting Grenfell Tower following the June 2017 fire in which 72 people died, and he said she should go. I remember thinking as it all happened, it was quite scary. We didn't know whether she would be booed or have things thrown at her, etc. And when she got out of the car, all these people applauded, added O'Leeser. Her Majesty is expected to spend more time at Buckingham Palace to justify the huge taxpayer bill to refurbish the property. The Mirror reminds us that Buckingham Palace is the administrative headquarters for the Queen and has been the official London residence for British sovereigns since 1837. Before the pandemic, the Queen had spent a third of the year hosting events at Buckingham Palace. But when the pandemic struck in March 2020, the Queen and her late husband, Prince Philip, moved to Windsor Castle, with them both being in the highest risk group for a coronavirus. Speaking to the Royal Beat, Royal Editor Roya Nika said, "I think the plan is for her to stay at Windsor. I expect we will see more activity with her back at Buckingham Palace as we approach the Platinum Jubilee next year. I think she will resume residence again in order to justify the £369 million refurb. Otherwise, many people would think, what's the point of the refurb? As part of the refresh, 78 bathrooms are expected to be replaced." From the Mirror, Prince Harry will join other members of the royal family to share thoughts and reflections on the Duke of Edinburgh's life in rare interviews for a new BBC documentary. All of the Queen's children, Prince Charles, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward, and their adult grandchildren, the Dukes of Cambridge and Sussex, Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie, Peter Phillips and Zara Tyndall, have taken part in the one-hour programme along with other royals. A trailer for the programme has been released and starts with Prince William saying, "He's always been a huge presence behind everything we've done, really." Harry then adds, "What you see is what you got with my grandfather. He was unapologetically him." The trailer goes on to feature tributes from other members of the royal family, including Prince Charles, who says of his late father, "We were lucky to have him for nearly 100 years. Zara Tyndall adds, "You never really prepare yourself for losing him because he was always there." The Queen has also granted special access to her private cinefilm collection. The BBC said Prince Philip, the royal family remembers, would feature poignant recollections, plenty of humour, and numerous fresh insights into the character and legacy of this royal pioneer. The documentary makers went inside Buckingham Palace to meet the Duke's long-serving staff and to capture his study, private office and library, as they were during his 7 decades of public service. The programme will air on Wednesday, September 22nd at 9 p.m. on BBC One and include interviews filmed both before and after Philip's death in April. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince Harry spoke virtually at an event honouring those taking part in the Warrior Games, which celebrates injured active duty and veteran US military service members. "I am so sorry that we're not all together at the Warrior Games where we should be. The pandemic has certainly changed or flipped life upside down for so many people. I will never forget that first visit that I had to the Warrior Games, which inspired me to create the Invictus Games, and the Invictus Games never would have been created had I not been inspired by every single one of you and your companions and the families for everything that you give to the service of this country." Harry had been expected to appear in person at the event in Orlando, Florida, but coronavirus-related concerns changed those plans. And at the recent National TV Awards, a clip from Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah was met with raucous boos. As soon as Meghan and Harry appeared on screen, the audience started booing, one attendee told The Sun, and then everyone joined in. "It was really loud and funny," the unidentified audience member said. Viewers watching at home just saw the clips without hearing the audience's response. Meanwhile, at the Emmys, Harry and Meghan were beaten by actor Stanley Tucci's food show, in which he travels around Italy, exploring traditional dishes and unveiling guarded secrets about the land. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good days.